This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
Today on the show, we're speaking to Victor Novak, who moved from Poland to Ireland with his family when he was 7 years old. Since then, he's grown up here, went through the Irish education system, learned the language, and says Ireland has been home for most of his life. Recently, he spent time abroad and posted a video on TikTok that's now been viewed over 100,000 times, where he reflects on how Ireland has changed in recent months, referring to the riots in Belfast a couple of weeks ago, and particularly the conversations around immigration. In the video, he also says he's feeling uncertain about what he's returning to. We want to have an open conversation about that experience today, what integration looks like in real life, how immigration shapes modern Ireland, and how it feels to watch those conversations unfold when you've lived it yourself. Victor, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing your story. First off, can you tell us what it was like moving from Poland to Ireland at seven? Like, what do you remember about settling in here?
Yeah, it definitely took a while, especially because it was tough over language more than anything, because I did not speak a word of English. Like, my parents didn't know Limerick at all, because that's where we went, and they didn't know which areas were decent and which were not. And when we landed, it was around July or August, so it was right when school was starting. So school places were nearly already full, and it kind of made it harder to settle in, because you had to go to a school that would take you basically at the time, or wait a full year. So at school then, like, the other kids didn't really understand why I could not speak to them. They didn't like that at all. On top of that, I was also being taught Irish, which is taught through English. So I had zero English trying to learn a second language through a language I did not understand.
No, that sounds tricky, in fairness.
Yeah, so it was a bit confusing, but over time I got good.
I know you've spoken about what it was like then integrating into Irish life with school, as you mentioned there, language, getting the hang of that, the community. What helped you feel like you belonged here as you grew up?
Yeah, so it obviously took a while, because I was struggling with language again, and I did not kind of get into sports straight away, which was the mistake, but eventually started playing like soccer. And looking back, the best thing my parents could have probably done at the time was sign me up for a local sport like hurling or football, Gaelic, because that's what everyone else played. And I never did, so I kind of found that the tough part. But I don't know if I'll ever make the county team, unfortunately. But I did get into rugby eventually, though, and that really helped me kind of make new friends and some lifelong friends too, because it was just integrating into part of the culture again. But honestly, like, the biggest thing was just the sense of community where we lived. So like, our neighborhood was, I say, mostly Irish. Out of about 50 houses, there were only like three immigrant families, and we were one of them. But our neighbors were some of the best people that I've ever met. My family still only has good things to say about them, because they kind of accepted us straight away, and we would go on day trips with their kids sometimes. And it just didn't take long once I put myself out there, like getting outside, playing with people, just participating, and especially in sports, is probably the biggest thing, because that is actually where you bond with people on a daily basis.
That's a standard piece of advice for anyone moving to a new place. When you start to get involved in anything community related, sports, activities, teams, it's going to make things probably a little bit smoother for you in a transition. I know you posted a TikTok, which we've already mentioned this evening, that's had a huge response, over 100,000 views, where you spoke about your feelings around recent conversations on immigration. What made you want to share that?
It's obviously a sticky topic of conversation, but like, what made me want to share it is that wherever the conversation goes, it's always left or right. Whatever the argument, it just ends up dividing people rather than bringing them together. And I've seen that happen on this exact topic in pretty much every country that I've ever lived in. And Ireland is genuinely like a community. And I think most people here do not actually have a problem with immigration itself. What they want is for people coming in to respect like Irish culture and the way the Irish live, and same way Irish people who go abroad to, I don't know, the Middle East, for example, they respect how things are done over there rather than trying to change anything. And I never hear of them having any issues where they live. And then I do understand that, like, completely, because I and thousands of others are kind of living proof of what it actually looks like when it works. And if my family had never left Poland, I would never have the opportunities that I have today. I'm genuinely grateful for that, because Ireland changed my life for the better. And the only way it works is if you, again, like I said, integrate, kind of respect culture, and just contribute, because respect has to go both ways. It cannot be a one-way street. And I think that is where a lot of the frustration comes from.
When you
if that makes sense.
Yeah. When you say as well in the video that you're feeling nervous about what you're coming back to, what specifically are you referring to there? Is it online conversation? Is it a real life experience? Is it a mix of both?
Yeah, I would say it's a mix of both the online and the real life, because I would say I would have a big network of friends across all different industries and cities. And from what I hear and see, apparently things are not as good as they used to be. And there's more of a divide between people than there should be. And honestly, when I look at you, Valerie, I look at anyone else, I try and see a human first. And I think a lot of people have forgotten that. And that's a big thing. And then on the online side of things, there's definitely skewed information everywhere, because you will always have one side telling you the country is 100 times better than it actually is, and then the other side telling you it's 100 times worse than it actually is. And I don't think neither one is being fully honest, so you end up forming like an opinion based on whatever extreme you happen to come across rather than what is actually true. And that makes it really hard to form a clear opinion of your own, I think.
In your experience with immigration, what do you think good integration actually would look like day to day in a community, if we're going to look at a balanced view of all this?
It would come down to making an effort for the people around you. So we're all human, so different places just live differently as it is. And integrating does not mean changing your beliefs. It just means doing like the basics out of love and respect for the opportunity that you get. So I would not be anywhere near where I am today if I hadn't got that opportunity in Ireland, because I had the chance, I integrated, I learned to love and respect the Irish way while still keeping my own like Polish culture and beliefs. And my friends actually like that about me. Some of them want to experience it with me, and I never have to convince anyone that I'm right and they're wrong. It just kind of works both ways. And another little story I can give you is that I was working with a man from the Middle East, actually from Middle Eastern background, and we learned loads from each other. And he still fully practiced his own beliefs the whole time. And he used to bring in food from home for me to try that was part of his culture. And it's honestly kind of what integration looks like in real life. Nobody has to give up who they are for it to work.
Do you think your experiences of immigration could be different to others, perhaps because you are male and you are white?
It's a good question. Yeah, I'm sure it does make some sort of a difference. People probably make fewer assumptions about me because I look like, let's say, the average Irish person. And I guess that is a fair point. It is true and it is out of my control. But it does not actually, it doesn't change my stance, because if I did not make the effort, if I did not integrate, respect the culture, get involved, none of that would matter, because being white would not save me from like a bad reception from the people. So like there's plenty of white people out there, immigrants, who do not do the right thing. And I did get some comments saying that I have no right to talk about this because of how I look, calling it like, let's say, self-serving, accusing me of using this for attention and an ego boost. But like those comments were just judging me off a 30-second clip without knowing anything about me, which is honestly the exact kind of same judgment based on appearance that they were accusing me of doing. So it goes both ways again. And what actually meant more to me was that a lot of support came from people that were completely like different backgrounds, including some who jumped in and defended me against the people calling me names. And that told me the message itself, that it resonates regardless of what I look like, which is really the whole point.
What would you say to listeners who think it's okay to post hateful comments like that online without even maybe understanding what the story is, without understanding immigration as a whole?
Yeah, I would say try to find some love and kindness in your heart, because judging someone based on anything without knowing anything about them is just assumption at the end of the day. It is not fair. And it does not actually achieve anything, which is the whole point. And like most of the hate, for example, that I got was based purely on the fact that I am, let's say, white, with people saying I do not represent immigrants properly. But I never claimed to represent anyone except myself. That's never the point. And there, I when it comes to hate online, there's two types of people watching. There's one type that actually listens to the message and forms an honest opinion about it. And then the other type has, sad to say, but they kind of have a fixed narrative of anything before they even press play. And no matter what you say, they will twist it to fit that narrative. And it will kind of give you, and I will give you the clearest proof of that. Let's say if I quoted something as positive as saying, let all that you do be done in love, it's a verse in the Bible. There is nothing remotely negative in that. And there's still some people that would find their way to be negative about it. So like my message to anyone posting hate without understanding the topic is simple. Ask yourself which type of person you actually want to be.
Victor, where can people find you on socials if they do want to hear more of your own opinions on this type of topic?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and across all platforms with Victor Nowak with a double K. So it's WIKTORNOWAKK. And yeah, I'll be posting every day but on a range of different topics.
Victor, thank you so much for sharing your views with us this evening on my radio's group chat.
I appreciate it, Valerie. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure and it definitely got me out of my comfort zone.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.